I've got my glass bottle Coke. Oh, blurred because they're not a sponsor. And I have right here, I'm not going to be mentioning on them in the episode, but I was 2 seconds before this, my first ever freeze-dried candy product. Unblur, you son of a bitch.
You've never had a freeze-dried candy product? You never had the, quote, astronaut ice cream
never had
as a
no,
child?
Never. Never in my
really?
Life.
Really?
Yeah. And,
okay.
You know,
how do
I figured,
you think about, do you like the crunchy, the crunch texture
ooh,
to
I
it?
Love
I like
crunch.
It.
And I got, listen
I like
here,
it a lot too.
I don't think that they can say that they freeze-dried Nerds Clusters. You remember Nerds Clusters?
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically a Nerds Clusters.
I love Nerds Clusters, dude.
I do too. I don't think they can say that because they said this is freeze-dried nerdy bursts.
Nerdy burst.
Nerdy
dude,
burst.
That's almost like a maybe baby. I like that.
Nerdy burst.
Nerdy burst.
Nerdy burst.
Nerdy burst. It feels good.
Feels
okay,
good on the tongue.
Cute. I did not know that they were there were folks out there freeze-drying existing versions of candy. That's something I've never thought about
oh,
before,
yeah.
And I'm big-time
oh,
intrigued.
Freeze-dried bullshit is, it's just, it's so big right now. So hot right now.
I really like freeze-dried fruit. Freeze-dried fruit are fascinating
huh.
to me. They're one
well,
of my
okay.
favorite textures. Yeah.
You know what? I have had, like, freeze-dried strawberries before.
Freeze-dried strawberries fucking rip. So do freeze-dried apples. Like, I've had freeze-dried pineapple before. I
okay,
love,
yeah.
love freeze-dried fruit. It's so good.
The capacity so good. That I've had freeze-dried fruit has been mostly within cereals and maybe, like, trail
yes.
mixes.
I have a potentially dumb question.
Okay.
Is, I know that this is stupid. I'm already answering this for myself, but just for fun. So my initial first thought, when I think of freeze-dried stuff, and I'm assuming this is not the case because they're sucking the moisture out. Like, I feel like the moisture has
yeah.
been removed. It's like, but like my brain, my child brain,
okay.
who grew up
my
watching
brain.
Cartoons, wants everything freeze-dried to be dipped in liquid nitrogen. I just want that to be the way it works. Like,
okay, I don't know, but... the process that I have seen, it's a big, it almost looks like a oven or like a dehydrator oven. And then what goes on inside of that big metal box?
Magic.
I don't know.
Absolute
but when it comes out,
sorcery.
It's about three times as big and very crunchy.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what? Pop off your favorite freeze-dried snacks. I want to know what else freeze-dried out there. What all shit? Are they freeze-drying?
You know
that's
what
delicious.
I saw at a gas station that blew my tits off was your classic, your regular red and white round peppermint disc.
Mm.
When freeze-dried became that big.
Why does it get bigger?
So big. I guess it's
why
like when you put marshmallows in a vacuum. You know, it's just, it's removing the moisture, the space between, and maybe
the
it just, I don't know.
Between.
I don't know. Ask
dude,
a science
that was one of our labs. This is very off topic, but that was one of our labs in high school. I remember one of our teachers.
The space between?
Getting, she had it. No,
oh.
the marshmallow. Sorry, I did not clarify.
Okay.
And she had like, it kind of looked like a dick pump, but it wasn't, right? And so it had like an open bell bottom, and she put a marshmallow underneath it and put that on top and went like whoosh, 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 and like pumped it, and we just watched this marshmallow just get huge. And that's how I learned things. Like, I remember that day in the science lab.
The best science teachers I had were very like hands-on science, the ones that
I loved
would
it
do shit like I had a teacher once who made a big plate of Oreos on top of the Fiesta ware that's specific orange color because that is right. It's radioactive. You hold a little guy, you click, 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 right? It's puts off something out the paint in it. I don't know. And he put a bunch of Oreos on it and then he passed it around and he's like, who wants to try one of these Oreos? Like they were dangerous, you know? And then like at
that's
the very
awesome.
End, after like most people were like, nah, he like picked one up and ate it. And we were all like, oh shit. And then he went into how, like, that works.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, and I will always, yeah. Anyway, and then I started playing, and I guess
wow.
now watching Fallout, and everything about radiation is now no longer scientific in my brain.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Yes.
What? Oh, wait. Hold on. Shut up. This just in. We have a sponsor.
Oh.
I mean, not a sponsor. But, well, kind of. Listen, we have a Patreon shout out.
I mean, really, actually,
yeah.
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
yeah. And it's a one syllable for you today. So good luck. Good luck to you. Today's episode is dedicated to our Patreon. Lace. L-A-C-E, lace.
Okay, I don't know why this was the first thing that came to my head, but it is. And I still hear the lace. Wind come up Kalahari down. It doesn't even rhyme, but my brain was like, lace, Kalahari down. Down.
Do it. I can still hear the lace.
Yeah, instead of sound, lace, it's fine. You don't need sound there to rhyme with down.
Another little thing that we're going to put up at the top here. You know what? I usually have this information together at the start of the episode, but I'm going to sniff in your ear. Sorry, I know that always sounds a lot worse than it is. It is episode 295, which means we are 5 weeks away from our big 300 episode and our big 300. Did you hear that? Did you hear my little burp come up from my Coca-Cola?
I did. It sounded like someone moved a table. I thought it was.
I should have. That's what it was.
Wood.
That's what it was. listen, people are always asking our tips for podcasts. Like, I'm just starting a podcast. What's a tip? Don't drink carbonated beverages before.
You record.
Yeah. I was trying to be like cute and fun because this is, you know, a little Mexican Coke. It's a fucking treat. Anyway, 300 episode giveaway coming up. We have sponsors.
Yeah. I think next week we blow the gates
open. We'll blow the lid on who we got for sponsors.
With that.
But there is still time. We have decided we are going to do three bundles for 300 episodes. So three winners it will be. Gay is in. Gay is, what's he, hot? I want some gay it's gonna be. That's it. So just send us an email if you're interested in.
Is that from the Pride Parade episode?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
And, send us an episode, wbhpodcast@gmail.com. Listen, if you make witchy items, if you make just fun items, clothing items, if you offer services through the web.
Yeah.
You know, anything.
Web.
Truly, truly. Let us know if you're interested in being a part of that. And today, what are we talking about? You do go first. Now, you hear?
I go first.
You do go first. Let me...
C'est moi?
Double check that information. Oh, hell yeah, dude. You go first.
Nice. So I don't know what is wrong with this word and my brain.
Great.
If I do not have my notes open and read the name of this, I can't remember it. I have really tried to remember, and it's the moment, it's something about it, it will not lodge. I don't usually have this happen, but I cannot remember it. But I am talking about a crystal today, and what got my attention was how fucking pretty it is. It is a color. Ooh, it's such a good color. It's a crystal today called dioptase.
Okay, spell that for those of us who are typing it in right now.
So it's dioptase.
T-A-S-E?
Diop, yeah. And then tase, but not with a Z, with an S. Ooh,
wow, that is pretty.
Yeah, looks super good?
It's almost like a... what's the word? What's the one that I like? Some moldavite. Not moldavite. Christ. What's my favorite crystal that I can't remember the name of?
I talk about it today. Malachite.
Thank you. It's like a not striated, shinier, glassier malachite. So green is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's super pretty. It reminds me, I've seen pictures of like glaciers that have this deep sea ice color to them. That's like this deep, deep green blue color. And that's what it reminds me of. It's so, so pretty. And I just want to put it in my mouth. And there's a reason for that. This color reminds me of such a specific memory. There's crystal does, especially I don't remember who it was, but I remember there was a holiday when I was a kid and somebody gave me a mason jar full of homemade candy. And this homemade candy was so cool, dude. And it was just basically sugar. And it was like sugar glass that had been broken in like these like shards that were kind of like, you know, an inch and a half by 2 inch pieces. Mm. And it was exactly this color. So there were these like thick, big shards of sugar that were that color, dusted and powdered sugar.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so they wouldn't stick together. And I treasured every one of those until they left. And anytime I see that color now, I think of those candies. And I saw these crystals and was like, whoa. And it just got my attention immediately. It's such a pretty color.
It reminds me of something very specific as well. The first time I ever entered a Sam Moon, I believe I saw a necklace of about this color and was like, whoa. And that was the day I remember seeing an owl. Owls were big at the time, so I'm guessing this was like 20.
I feel like that's like 2011.
Something like that.
Yeah, owls were still big when I was in like high school.
And that was a long stretch of the owl bigness.
Yeah,
and
I was there was a lot of owl love. Yeah.
And I remember seeing the owls everywhere and I was like, am I going to get into owls? And I did, very much so. That's what it reminds me of, a Sam Moon necklace.
Perfect.
If you don't have Sam Moon. Wow,
and there's a lot of them.
Where you are.
Dude, silly man. Where in the world? It was when we were driving back from somewhere recently, I saw a Sam Moon and I was like, whoa, Sam Moon. And I forgot all about Sam Moon. I used to live by one and go now and again when I lived in the Metroplex.
They're overwhelming to me.
Holy shit. There's a lot
in
there. And everything's going to turn you green.
I don't even look at the jewelry. I'm there for the tacky purses.
No.
The purses that are shaped like a chicka stick. Put them on my body.
It's pretty sweet. Mm. Get you can get you a tiara.
You can get you a tiara.
Really rock out with it.
Made out of like fucking batteries. You'll find anything there. anyway, I'm going to talk to you about witches' fingers today. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I honestly completely forgot that I wasn't beginning my topic because you said that I went first. So I just thought I started because I forgot.
No,
the mushroom, the fungus? What are witch's fingers?
Zequistal.
Those are dead man's fingers, I guess. Oh, okay, sweet.
Dead man's bones.
All right.
We
both got rocks. So it's not candied sugar that makes this blue. Unfortunately, you can't eat it. You can't suck on it. But it's copper. So copper is what is lending the hue of this. And if you're into skincare and shit, you know, you might have seen copper peptides oftentimes are blue. And so you can kind of see the correlation there. So dioptase has a Mohs hardness of 5. And when I first saw that, I was like, you know what? Respectable. I can respect that. But apparently not.
What a strange thing to think.
Well, it's right there in the middle of the pack, you know? So like I was like, it's not gonna be like the hardest stone, but it's not gonna be like soft. Chalk.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I was a little wrong on that.
Like just kind of sitting back with your arm crossed, being like, you know what? I respect it.
You know, I respect that 5. And weirdly enough, I don't know why this was, but it was weird enough to make a note of it. So Wikipedia felt it prudent to mention. So it was like, it has a Mohs hardness of 5, which is the same as tooth enamel. And I couldn't want to know that any less. I don't want to think about the hardness of tooth enamel. It makes me want to scream. And I was just like, Wikipedia, you fucking cock. Don't bring teeth into my safe crystal space. I don't want to know anything like that. So anyway, sorry for everyone that has those struggles as well. But now you know.
I have a very specific fear with teeth. It's very specific. And I don't even want to say it because I know so many people have things about teeth. Well, listen, I'm going to tell
you. I
think
I know what it is. And it's not pleasant. And I think about it sometimes since you've told me because it sucks. Yeah, I don't like it at all. Yeah, I just think about my last 3 crown installs done without numbing agents. And that's enough for me. I need therapy. I need to go to therapy after that. Like, it seriously gave me a response.
I think it was bad. And you need to be legally compensated. Are there any lawyers in the chat?
For my pain.
Please reach out to us. I think we have a case.
Oh my God. So scary. So anyway, everybody knows that now. There you go. And so, however, while I thought this five was rather respectable, it isn't. Because in this case, this crystal wants to cleave apart. There's seriously nothing it could want more. It has two directions it can cleave perfectly, which if we can recall, perfect cleavage is when it's just like, pop, it just pops in half and it's even and slick. And then there's another direction that's like almost perfect. So like however this stone lands, it can just go click and so just like fall apart.
It can be hard. It has the capacity to be hard, but it really wants to
break
into its own point, I guess.
Yes. And this gave me another, I don't know why this crystal just keeps giving me so many memories, but it reminded me of just one of the most disappointing moments. And it's so dumb to where I know that everybody has very mundane moments in their life that they just remember for zero reason. Okay. And I have one of those with this. And it makes me, so I had thrifted when I was in high school, a big ass wooden bangle bracelet. It was a carved solid piece wooden bangle. Right. I liked wearing thick ass bracelets at the time and it looked like a bagel. So I called it my bagel bangle and I really loved this bracelet.
Yeah.
And I remember, and it looked just like one, dude. It was exactly the same shape and color. It was just a big bagel around your wrist, but it was made out of wood. It was wonderful. Awesome.
Delicious.
And the story is very short. I accidentally knocked it off a table one day and it just broke into pieces. Like it just fractured in like
they love
two or three different places. And I just remember looking at it, just
my bagel.
And my brain snapshot it and I'll never forget it.
Yeah. Dude, my mom used to do this thing. What?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going off on a tangent. Does my mom used to do this thing when we would go on vacations and stuff, and she'd go like, take a mental picture like that, you know? And
yes, yes, yes.
I feel like I actually remember most of those times.
You know, I get that. It's just kind of, you take a second to kind of sear it in.
Exactly.
You burn brains are kind of dumb, but they're also kind of smart. And it just seems like sometimes if you just give them a little nudge, they might work for you, you know?
You want me to remember?
Oh, yeah, this? Okay. Oh. I'll remember.
I'll never forget.
So this stone, I already forgot, dioptase. My brain just wants to call it chrysoprase again, which we've already talked about. And
Call it whatever you want, dude. Who gives a shit?
That.
Call it toothpaste stone. I give a fuck.
It looks too delicious to be called toothpaste stone.
Well, okay, and it's not exactly the green. It's like, what is it, that cheapy toothpaste that has three colors? It's like red, green, and white.
They blend it all up. Yeah.
That's the deep we're talking.
It is. It's really good. It's got a vitreous luster. So vitreous means it's shiny, like glass. It looks like glass. Like you look at it and it's like super shiny. It looks glossy. It's not greasy or dull, as they like to use.
Or waxy.
In descriptions. Or waxy. Yeah. Yeah. Like calcite gets greasy and waxy oftentimes. And I like it.
Greasy.
I love a waxy stone, man. It's great. So the color of this stone, paired with the fragility of it, actually lends to dioptase being used historically as a pigment, which sounds awesome.
Pretty.
It sounds awesome. Yeah.
You grind it up, grinding it up.
And because of this, which we get into a little bit further later on. Hold on. I didn't finish this thought. I just said because of this and then just wrote a completely unrelated sentence. So we'll go ahead and get to a little bit of the history here of dioptase. So the first known dioptase crystals. They were found in the western slopes of the Altai Mountains in a place that was, it's in Siberia. The stones come from Siberia, but there was a lot of landmarks named and I was like, oh y'all. But it was found at this hill called Altin Tube, which I know is probably not right, but essentially what happened was people found what they thought was multi-generations worth of fortunes of emeralds. They found this deposit and saw these incredible green crystals and were like, holy shit.
We've made guys. It.
This is it. We did it.
It is so
we
pretty.
Absolutely did it.
I have been like kind of just scrolling through the images of them the whole time you've been talking.
I could, you can get lost in it. They're it is pretty. So pretty. And the specimens were sent. So I saw two different, I don't know what the truth is. I saw that these people who found them sent them either to Moscow or to St. Petersburg for study, for lab testing. Not sure which one. However, it was identified pretty quickly to not be emeralds because it's too fucking soft. Emeralds have a hardness of 8, and it didn't take long to see that these are
respectable.
That is more respectable, yes. And these couldn't take the pressure, you know? They can't stand up to the heat. And they were breaking. So it was clearly not minerals, which was very, very disappointing.
Can you imagine? And that's like when someone gives you one of those fake lottery tickets.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Which, if you do to me, bummer.
I'm going to shoot you with a gun.
Oh, it's like if you tip with one of the fake
Trump $100 conversion bills.
Yeah, or those. Yeah. Like one of the, yeah. Oh, the cruelty. And yeah.
I'll find you.
So I specifically had to put this bit in because sometimes I love how things just keep happening for us. Like we just come across things again and again. Mm. And it warms me.
Late on.
And so there were kind of some names that hopped around here as they were trying to figure out what to name this rock. And there was a German mineralogist who named R, I don't know the first name, just R. Dot Ferber, who initially it seems it was classified as an emerald variety, I guess, and it was called acrite. I don't know why it was called acrite, but it was called acrite, but it doesn't matter because it didn't stick. So it was determined the hardness apparently then wasn't enough to make it, obviously, it's not an emerald. It's less valuable than an emerald. It's never going to be worth as much as an emerald. Which gave it the nickname, the Emerald for the Poor.
Yeah! There it is, brother. There it is, brother. Yeah. There it is, brother.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
I was just like, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Mm. And so in 1801.
Shit-kicking emerald. Sorry.
All right. It was determined to be a new mineral. So it was a new mineral, and a French mineralogist.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm doing that right. Named René Juste Huy, I don't know French. He named this thing. He named that he's where the Cuchiel's name came from.
Is doing you some good though.
I can only do certain things. In other areas, I'm left completely helpless. And I'm good at my words that I say all the time. Like, I know how to, you know, Montrive. I can do that one. I've said it a thousand times.
Oh, my God,
times,
that just you know, shot so. Spiders in yeah. my body. Ooh.
Yeah, you fucking buckle up for tomorrow, bitch.
God damn it.
So this mineralogist, used Greek words, dia, meaning through, and optasis for vision. So through vision, which is really cool. The reason for this is that, and I don't really understand what this means, but it says you can see visible reflections on the internal cleavage crack. So I guess like...
Oh, okay. I kind of get that.
I guess when it breaks apart, you can see reflection in it. Or like I don't know if it meant if it's still solid and you're looking at like it, you can see where it would fracture.
Yeah,
like I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's it, but I don't know.
But
I'm
through vision,
that. Yeah,
that's I don't know anything. So
I'm trying to look at pictures to see if it'll.
Another very common name for I fucking forgot again. I don't know what
diopterant
dioptase. Dioprase. I want to like blend chrysoprase with it so badly. So
poor boy.
It is also commonly called copper emerald.
Oh,
so
That's what we'll call
it. That might be a name. Copper Emerald. Copper it might Emerald. Be a name that you see in like collections or things like that. It's not that uncommon to see that as a name for this. So there you go. Emerald for the poor. Now, apparently after the discovery of the green crystals at Alten Tube or Tube in Siberia, again, everybody was super stoked, found out that they weren't that and was hella bummed out. However,
listen, real quick, the insult to fucking injury. You think you find this, you think you are set up for not only the rest of your life, but perhaps who knows how many generations. You are rolling in it. And then not only are they like, hey, guys, I'm so sorry, this is not really Emerald, you're not really set up like that. But then they name it Emerald for the Poor?
Emerald for the Poor.
You can, I'm going to burn your house down.
It is the definition of womp womp.
Womp.
Like,
womp.
Through and through. It sucks. So, dioptase is found in many parts of the world, such as, listen, I'm not trying to type notes. All right, there we go. Namibia, Kazakhstan, Romania, Siberia, the US of A, Chile, Peru. And so, like, quite a few places that it comes from. And it forms a lot of the time alongside malachite, which kind of makes sense. Like, I could feel like since they're similar kind of in vibe that it would take similar juice to make them what they are, you know?
I think I remember when I did the malachite episode, it was two things that grew along typically would grow like near malachite, and it was azurite, the blue one, and you get those very striking like blue and greens. And then this one, but I put less emphasis on it because I was like, it's the other green one. I'm not talking about that. I feel like I remember that. Okay. All right.
Yeah. They're apparently like buddies often. And it is important, it seems, in order for this crystal to grow, that it needs to be in dry, like, high dry climates or desert arid type climates, and that seems to be like the conditions required for all of the science shit to work the way it's supposed to work to make the crystal grow. And
the science
so
shit.
Like, you're not gonna like probably find these in like the bayous of Louisiana. You know, like, it's just not likely. I mean, like, you could find a loose one. Yeah, but you're not going to, like,
could have snapped it up.
Go into, like, a cave. Are there even caves in Louisiana? That doesn't feel right.
I feel like
there's just swamp paths. I mean, like, I know not all of Louisiana is that way.
I mean,
but
northern,
like,
Louisiana is basically just more East Texas.
Yeah, it's East Texas. It's like southern Arkansas. It's the same thing.
Arklatex, apparently.
So I like to think, when I think of Louisiana, I think of the Louisiana that's like not like Texas. Like, you get down into southern Louisiana, and it's like down there. Yeah. Like, I feel like any caves you had would just fill up with groundwater because the ground there
is
just
wet. It'd be a ocean cave. It'd be a swamp cave full of horrors.
That stresses me out. That's so scary. That's actually, a cave of horrors full of alligator snapping turtles and fucking,
What was the, okay. What? Anacondas.
Pythons.
What?
It's just, I didn't expect pythons to be in the mix.
Yeah, well, those big, what was that big movie, with the big snake?
Anaconda, which I want to wimp cap more than I can say.
I
want to wimp cap Anaconda and Lake Placid.
Lake Placid, that's what I was thinking of. But I watched both of those films more than I would be comfortable saying.
I watched, absolutely. I don't know if this is true, but in my memories, it's true. They came out about the same time, or like in the same.
It might have been
area
one of, those
of my childhood,
Armageddon,
maybe, or just TV, like to show them all the time,
kind of thing.
Like, I don't know, but they both kind of fucking rip, and I want to watch. I've not seen either of them
in 20 plus years,
at least. So it's like we'd be going in fresh. Dude,
it'd be like the first
I
time.
Need this.
Let's do it.
Which we still also now, and I refuse to do it though unless we watch it together. Now, knowing you, I haven't recovered since I learned you've not seen A Knight's Tale.
I've not seen.
So until we fix that, like, that's we're gonna have to. That's exciting.
I hear
me.
You gasping
it's be great
out
for me.
There. By the way, I just yeah, heard one delicious. Person clutching their pearls through space and time.
Yeah. All the way through the vapors. Yeah. I get it.
And we found it in that really Christian Airbnb.
We did, you know, and I'm glad we had it as a backup because, you know, fortunately we were able to watch Attraction and Farmer Wants a Wife and Love is Blind for hours on end until our brain stems tried to separate from the fucking brain.
You know, when you see a pumpkin way after Halloween and it looks like if you just touched it, it would cave in.
It's what folding in.
Yeah.
That is what we were. Mm. Yeah. But, you know, I needed it.
It's a good time. Sometimes needed you need a brain rot.
Hard.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And so these guys, it likes to form with malachite, we talked about, which is always cute. I love when rocks want to form together. I know that I'm personifying the crystals when I think that it's just because they like each other and want to grow by each other.
Animism.
But it makes me happy.
I believe it.
That's me too. And so a couple others, though, that it likes to, that like to grow around dioptase. I forgot again. Did you see me having to think about it? And so these are Chrysocolla and a personal new favorite of me that if I don't cover at some point, I'm failing, shiitakeite. So...
I'm sorry, you just said the two greatest things. Shiitakeite and Chrysocolla?
Chrysocolla.
Close enough.
Yeah, Chrysocolla. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I was a big fan. I had to put them in there because I was wonderful. Like, whoa.
Perfect.
Both of those are loud words.
In fact, hold on, excuse my typing. I'm going to make a note of Chrysocolla myself.
Chrysocolla with two L's, by the way. So as briefly mentioned up top, there's use here of it being a pigment. And there's potentially pretty far-reaching back evidence for this going all the way back to the Neolithic era where pottery has been found featuring blue pigment made seemingly again from fucking whatever this rock is called. I forgot it again.
Can you explain to me, well, sometimes these like cave drawings and old pottery, they still have the most vibrant pigments you'll ever see, but like my bumper sticker faded in 2 days?
I can't, but I just I just assume quality, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really understand it. Like, it's like something that I like, and how long then it lasts. Like, I don't remember what cave it is in, but it's like the handprints where they blew the red around the handprint.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that I'm talking about.
It's still so been red
forever. And it's still so red. It's just amazing to me. So
how do you feel like they would feel if they knew that that shit was still like the day they did that? If you were like, yo, that's going to be around for like a really long time. They're going to talk about you on podcasts, dude.
Like, a lot. Yeah. I would like to think I would find it cool, but when I think about it, deep down, me personally finds that so scary for some reason. Dude, I don't know why.
Just be like, I wouldn't want that. I should have done my dick. Or like my titty. You know, like,
it could have been so much funnier.
Yeah.
Did hands. It was lame.
Spread like butt cheeks pushed against the wall. Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the it's like the photocopier of yore.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Just like that. Or, Listen, the very first feet pics. You put your little you put your dogs up there.
Put it up and blow it up there.
Yeah. With your little OnlyFans tag or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody can. Honestly. Great entertainment. I'm just thinking about this. Yeah. If I had a cave on my property that I could just go do shit like that in, I would. Like, I had to stop talking because my brain was like, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be great.
It'd be so great. So, here's the thing, though, about this pigment. It can make you a little sick, maybe. As is the case, it seems, for a lot of these ground-up rocks that are used as paint.
Yeah.
So, it does have a fair bit of copper in it. So, like, you can copper can make you sick. It's classified as moderately toxic. So I find that vague, but it seems that there's still, so interestingly enough, it is, while there's way, way far, far, far back, like 7,000 years back, evidence of this being used in pottery, only within the last 10 to 15 years, it seems, has this like become a popular pigment again. So most of the, a lot of the information that I found was from pigment sites, painting sites, and like art history sites and shit. It's because that's where a lot of the, like the info is, especially nowadays. So it's still being used. It just seems, one, don't lick it, don't snort it, don't huff it. And if you can do all of those three things and you're just careful when you work with it, especially because like when you have a pigment and you're using it, like you're going to mix it with like, I don't think it's called a fixative, but like you mix it with like something to make it paint, like a stabilizer, whatever it's called. And so like, it's going to not be a dust before too long, but you just don't want to like, you know, roll around in it and shit and be dumb with it.
To breathe it in.
Yeah.
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 I don't know, Maisie. Me and you, we pretend to
I do want to look it. Have you looked? PVC have you looked at it?
I haven't. The pigment?
Look at the pigment.
Oh, God.
It looks exactly like if you rip the top of a pixie, the blue pixie stick off and pour it out. It looks just like that.
It looks and also, like a Baja Blast.
It just needs water. Just add water. It's all it needs. And I feel like we need to clarify the smoking of the PC pipes or PVC pipes because that didn't get completed.
Oh.
And we were children.
Yeah.
And we didn't know any better.
We totally ripped bongs made out of PVC.
Oh my gosh. No, it's honestly worse. We stuck the ends in a fire, let the PVC melt, and then continued or pretended to smoke
to
from
smoke
the pipes.
Out of
and
them.
I'm waiting on those cancer cells to activate. Right. They'll show up soon.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Our papa saw us and just snapped in the way that like you do when you see a child doing
something. He might have teleported, actually. Like in my memories, he just like
he
I saw him
there.
See and then
stop
just,
it.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So
the Twilight vampire run. Yeah.
It was fast, dude. He was good at that. He popped out of the woods all the time. Real Green
He's
Man energy.
Fucking
yeah.
Certain of it.
Green Man. Apparently, if you put one of these in one of those sonic jewelry cleaners, it'll just blow up.
Great.
It was called out everywhere that I looked. Like, it'll just shatter. So don't.
Great.
Don't.
I love that.
Metaphysical. So I don't know if you've noticed this, dude. I swear that every like crystal site, like the real, real, real crystal sites, call every single crystal extremely rare. And I don't know why that is, but I come across
today.
It
yeah.
all the time. Every single time it's like, it's extremely rare. And, yeah. but like, you'll get to the geology site and it's like, it gets around, you know? And so it seems to be somewhere in between extremely rare and just
commonplace?
Shot all over the world.
Great.
Yeah. Like, it, yeah. So, I don't know, but whatever. Ironically, considering its fragility, I don't know if I said we're getting into the metaphys.
You did.
I have not been right since the eclipse. Dude, did I tell you that I drank an entire bottle of eclipse water and I think it's permanently altered my life? Irreparably.
Shut up. Oh, no. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means yet, but it is. I'll report back.
I don't know. I don't know what it means yet.
It's changed a lot for me. I was sleeping.
Pop off that was over cool. on Facebook and tell us what you think it means. What's going to happen to Maisie?
I've started doing so much weird shit that I've never done before. Like, but so it was given to me in this bottle. Friend of mine up at the studio was kind enough. She was also in full totality, like we were, and made like a whole bunch of like 20-ounce water bottles full of totality water.
Is it that one that you're holding?
It's this bottle right here. Okay, it's this
so
much
that's,
of it.
That's a little bit more than halfway. So you haven't had a whole one.
No, I've drank all of it. I just use it now. No, I drink every drop.
Well,
yeah.
What's going to happen to Macy? Gone. Put it on Facebook.
Dude, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it was like, I don't know why, but I was like, I'm going to drink it. And
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
I did not sleep for 36 hours after I drank it. And like, not even like the kind where you'll doze a little bit. Like, seriously, my eyes did not close for 36 fucking hours.
Is that
and much
what
has
happened
ensued since.
Last week when we were doing SimCap? Because you started the episode saying,
yes.
I have not
yes.
had a wink.
It was the day after drinking that water.
Why did
I was
you do that?
Absolutely, I don't know. I was absolutely insane. I've started writing a book. We'll see if I finish it when it, but like, I'm, dude, everything, it is insane. And I don't know if it's going to stop.
Eclipse water kicked off a manic episode.
Dude, it's crazy. I've written 40 pages of a book in 2 days. Oh, and I've never written, I don't know what's happening.
Just roll with it, man.
I am rolling with
it.
I'm like 2% concerned, 98% into it.
Okay.
And so it's fine. Yeah.
It's fine. Good. Listen, as long as you're not 100% concerned.
Not yet. No, mostly fun. I'm having fun. I do miss sleeping as good as I used to. That has not stopped at all. Yet.
You know what? Fuck it. Drink another one.
Fuck it.
Drink a whole other one.
I've been using the bottle over and over, so I assume it's still giving me
out.
Like,
yeah,
it's like giving me more. Anyway, so even though this stone wants to blow apart
Wonderful.
At the slightest glance,
Wonderful.
You can give it a good side eye and it'll just and just break.
Great.
It apparently is really good for inner strength. So getting deep within on the inner strength. And how down deep sometimes deeper than we think. There's a well of strength that we can pull from.
Oh man,
even when we think that there isn't, but there's always it's there. And so this is kind of in connecting with that, understanding that and believing in that base level of strength that even when you think you can't dig any deeper, you can. It's there. There's a bucket you can draw up from the well and it's still gonna have water in it. And you can drink
and
it like it's fucking eclipse
and
water,
delicious.
And it's going to make you feel.
It's going to keep you up
strong.
For 36 hours.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of different ways that we can use our own inner strength. And depending on kind of what we need, this can be matters such as confidence in ourselves versus it, like whether it be physical or just in capability. Utilizing our strength, inner strength to believe that we can navigate uncomfortable situations, that we can do it, that we can get through the situation and we can trust ourselves that we're going to be able to do it. You know, anything like that. You can, like, we draw from inner strength all the time. Like, this can also, inner strength required to speak your emotions. If you're someone that doesn't communicate emotions very easily, that can be tough. That's where I generally find the challenge at. You know, it's like confidence, fine. I can handle that. That's pretty easy for me. But you want me to tell you how I feel? you know,
the Aquarius stone. Perhaps?
Yes, I feel like this is a good stone for Aquariuses because it wants you to talk about how you feel. And
it's the Cancer stone.
It just wants to draw it out of you. Come on, give it.
Come on, I look like water. I'm unassuming.
It does look. It looks like you. You could sit and talk to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could sit and talk to it. Have a good conversation with it. Yeah. Or eat it. I really want to put it in my mouth. I would have to put it in my mouth. Oh God. Anyway. So. Something that I'm just gotta move on. I just gotta move on from it. it reminds me of, let me get my thoughts together. This is another thing I've not been able to
put it in your mouth since really blew it out of your head, huh?
I'm floundering right now. So we utilize strength, in emotional strength, in the instance of when it comes to like doing things that are uncomfortable to us, whether it be working on confidence and perhaps like, you know, wearing something that we want to wear, but know that it's, you know, something that perhaps we don't usually, you know, we're just going at that level initially. It takes a surprising amount of courage to do that. And like, kind of sometimes at the end of the day, when you get back home, you're fucking exhausted. And I feel like that kind of runs the gamut for a lot of things that require a lot of that emotional strength. Like, I swept up a scorpion the other day and took it outside.
They're already here.
Oh, dude. Oh. Yeah, they never leave. But like that wiped me out. Like, because it was kind of, it was unsupervised, unmanaged exposure therapy in a sense. And not, but like, I was exhausted. The same thing happened. Remember when I had that big ass spider that I had to remove from the door? Maisie, you know, like.
Have you gotten the bug grabber yet?
Not. I need to. It would have really served me for this. It would be so much easier to pick up a scorpion than like. And it was the same thing to where I was looking at it and I had the broom and I had the dustpan and I've got a long stick dustpan, like a stand up one. This would never have happened if it was one of the ones.
Yeah, for sure.
Treat yourself, everyone. Get a stand up dustpan. Like I can't they have say at this the enough. Movie theaters? I've already done this.
Oh, baby.
Do it. It changes your life. Yes. It changes your life.
Yeah.
And so I had one of those and I just fucking went for it, but like had to kind of retch against the wall afterwards for a little while and like, and then you're wiped out. And I feel like it's those kinds of situations in which the stone kind of can be there for you. Mm. You know, it's just kind of there
clutch it afterwards. To help
soothe that out. Mm. Yeah, just kind of feed it that.
Yeah,
yeah. And because stuff like that can be difficult. Lots of new situations that require this kind of communication and building of inner strength, moving to a new place or going off to college or starting a new job and all of your work friends are gone and you have to make new ones. Like all of these are very stressful to me. They always were. And times in which you kind of have to trust yourself and trust who you are and try to build out from there. And so this is kind of, I feel like where this one plays really well. And so naturally, and pairing pretty good, I think, with the well comparison, dioptase is big time associated with water. Of course it is. Mm. Look at it. It's watery. And with that, emotions are a biggie here. Of course they are. And I feel like I just did this. I don't know. This is like exactly the same thing that I feel like I just covered to where it, I guess it's not here yet, but you'll have to tell me. I have something in here to where I have a note in my notes. I was like, ask Charlie if this isn't word for word of like the last crystal. I swear I just said all of this. So, okie doke. It can be really good for releasing if you're working on, you're doing kind of release work, emotional release work, which also isn't easy. It's yet another thing that you're exhausted at afterwards. I feel like the stone follows that arc with everything it's good at. You have the buildup of kind of nerves and kind of anticipation and kind of apprehension at the start, the pretty intense going on of it, and then the after. Mm. And I just feel like you get that with releasing work. I've been exhausted anytime after I've like blown a hook,
so
you know, or something like that.
Physically
wiped out,
tired.
Yeah, exhausted, just done. And so this can, and it also takes strength. It takes a lot of bravery to do releasing work because generally to release something, it means you got to go back to it. You got to like sit down with it and go to the thing. And if you're needing to release it, generally it's not ideal.
Yeah.
So you're having to sit with the thing you're wanting to get rid of. And that is a confrontation.
Like, just not think of it if you're actively having to think of it to get rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it takes some bravery there, some strength. So with letting go, there is also sometimes forgiveness. And though I will say sometimes I like the word acceptance better.
Okay.
And either one, you know, but like.
Forgiveness is more than saying sorry, though.
It is more than saying sorry. Sorry. And. But I do like the word acceptance because I think it's pretty broad. I think you can still be healed and accepting. But everybody has different opinions on that. I tiptoe on the fence depending on where I believe on if you have to forgive everybody.
I don't think you have to.
Sometimes I feel like if you accept it and you've processed it and accepted it, that's pretty damn good. I don't know if everybody's got to be forgiven. Mm. And so in the... it seems that this stone, when it comes to, it's a good stone for anger because the energy of this stone is kind of like that proverb of being angry is like poisoning yourself and expecting the other person to die or to get sick, you know? And so it really does generally hurt us. That's useful to remember because I will, and usually oftentimes they're like hormonally instigated, but there will just be days, random days to where it's like, you just write stories, you know, in your head and like scenarios that will never exist, but you like create irritating scenarios and then just like play them out.
Oh yeah.
And I'll come to and be like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, and your body feel, it's like all of the, even though it's not real, it is very physically real because your body is feeling all of the chemicals of anger, for lack of a smarter way to put it, you know.
And you have to go, and I can just drop this right now.
I can, none of this ever has or likely will happen, but it's just so weird. Like, for me, it's just like, it will be a headspace. And then oftentimes I'll wake up the next morning and be like, what? You know, so usually those days, I just try not to talk much. Mm. I try not to engage much because I can just tell that I'm wanting to pop off. I want it.
Yeah.
So.
Do you have any Aries placements?
I don't really have much fire.
I don't think you do.
And that surprises me, dude. My north node. I think it's in Scorpio. But that's water. So, I mean, but like, that's like the one that I would feel like, you know, maybe it would like lend to that. But like, I don't know. I don't have a lot. I don't know why. I feel like I could use more fire in my chart, but maybe I don't need that.
You're Leo rising though. That's some fire.
That's some fire. See, I get so confused. I always think Leo is earth because I think of lions being like tawny and being like,
just think about lions cats. On fire. And lions, you'll never forget. Fire. Yeah.
That's a Rock Snake song. If I've ever heard
Fuck. One. Yep. Adding it to the list right goddamn now.
Lions on fire. Oh, gosh. So basically the vibe here is maybe if you've got one of these bad boys and you find yourself on a day like this, put it in your pocket because it helps remind you that you're only hurting yourself when you're in these kinds of modes. So... I had to just take a note of this because every now and again on one of these crystal sites, you just get some absolutely ambiguous and also just ill-advised medical advice.
Unhinged. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And this one, and I quote, it is believed to be beneficial in providing you with correct cardiovascular care and treatment.
So not only is it treatment, but it's the correct, like, this went to medical school. This stone is a doctor.
Does it go inside of you?
You put it in your heart. Get the pigment and you inject it into your veins. Yeah.
You pull an Eddie right through the sternum. Yeah. And
Eddie.
Yeah. I don't understand it. I just read it and blinked and was like, okay. So I don't know if he says that in the movie, but I remember when I read that in the book, I was like, whoa, that's serious.
Your spine breaks. So, you're like, fuck, dude.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is what is familiar to me that I feel like, I don't know if it was camera right that I talked about that was maybe this way, but okay. The tide of water unsurprisingly ties it to past lives, because we know water gets that a lot. It's kind of tied to memory and emotion and those kind of ties like that.
This is sounding familiar, and yes.
I just feel like we were just here. But it also has that element of release, right? Which can be useful if you're kind of looking back into if you do ancestral trauma type work or past life trauma type stuff, if you go delve into that, maybe this is your guy to kind of help with that. Because again, it's really good at that roller coaster type work of like the whole up, come up and come down process of hard emotional work. So you got some versatility there as we're starting to wrap this up. You can ride the waters of fucking time with it.
Great.
You can drop a bucket from that well. You can pull that rope and pull up that bucket and just dunk your head in it.
Oh.
Slick your hair back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be awesome. Mm. I don't know. You can just help show yourself what you are capable of. And that's really what we're looking at here. You likely won't be able to wear this one because I think the first thing it banged on anything, if it was like a ring or a pendant, it would just poof into pieces.
If it explodes in the sonic cleaner.
I just don't trust it to handle much at all, actually. Anyway, you might have one at home, though, or maybe you've got a little point that you can carry with you. Carry it carefully, however, you know. And maybe you've got a point that you just stare at for hours. Mm. And you just stare at it and stare at it and stare at it until you forget.
Stare it, staring it up. Yeah.
Just glaze over. Go a good glaze, you know. Just have a good glaze staring at your crystal
and just
get out of here.
Let whatever your brain comes up with and
let it go, dude.
Soak in. Yeah.
Let it out. Yeah. I'm in. I love it. Mm. And so you can do whatever you want with it, guys. It's your crystal. Just don't put it in a sonic cleaner. Really. And don't suck it.
Don't suck it. Don't let your cat suck it. Don't put it up your butt.
Yeah. The general run of the mill type stuff.
Yeah.
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 I mean, you can put it up your butt. I don't care. Just probably isn't advised.
I don't think it's good with all the copper in it. I just feel like, it breaks easy.
Listen,
and you don't want it
to
break inside of you.
I'm telling you, I mean, you shouldn't, but I'm not going to tell. I'm not your fucking mom. I'm not going to tell you what you can and can't put up your butt.
I'm so glad I don't have to talk anymore. That was incredible. I am really struggling to communicate today.
I feel like a good 80% of that was me interrupting for bullshittery. Which
I feel like 80% of it was me just telling memories that have absolutely nothing to do with the topic at hand.
Well, you know what? That's fine because I'm going to do both. I'm going to start this topic off, except not really. I'm going to, A, inject some bullshit, but B, also go through a walk down memory lane because, as you said, we're adding a song to the Rock Snake playlist, and I feel like we should just very briefly just roll through what we have. It's been a while.
Please.
Let's do it. So, Rock Snake songs in order of their conception. Spiders in the Shower.
God, I love Spiders in the Shower.
You say that every time. I know. That's a Mace favorite.
I do. I love Spiders in the Shower.
Nightmare Bag. Fan favorite, Nightmare Bag. I forget this one, and every single time I see it, I am shook. Cunt Empire.
That's the only one that I ever wrote lyrics for.
One of my favorites, and it is Alabama Coke. And then there's
Alabama Coke. I forgot about that.
18 in Abilene.
Gross.
Gator awful, gun. Horrible. Nicotine patches and acid tabs.
I don't remember that at all.
Cocaine hot tub.
I was waiting for cocaine hot tub.
Girthy nothings in parentheses whispered.
That's a Laser song, right? Wasn't that a Laser song? Didn't we specifically say that was probably a Laser song?
I know for sure the next one is. It's the experimental Laser song, Progressive Dolphin.
Oh my God.
And then we go right into Drippy Meat.
Oh, Drippy Meat.
30 minute
and
pussy.
Now, stop, there's more?
There's so much. There's like a few more. Drippy Meat, 30 minute pussy, Wolf Spurt.
Okay. Stop.
And then there's one called Skilled at Being Sexy, parentheses, all the skill points in sexy, parentheses, 10 plus for sexy, plus 10 for sexy.
That is like a Fallout Boy title. That's like back in 2000 and fucking 10 when all
that. It's one of those that when you look at your first generation Apple iPod, the name isn't even going to go all the way across the screen. Yeah.
No, it didn't. Yeah, it was like the entire A Fever You Can't Sweat Out record and all of the
it stops after the first.
They're so words. Long.
Then there's also Lightning Sharks. And we
Dude,
end
with- I've thought of Lightning Sharks ever since you lightning said sharks. That as a weapon last week. Like Lightning Sharks. And I've thought about the act of casting. Like that needs to be a deal.
Lightning Sharks. Yeah. And then we end with Lions on Fire.
Lions on Fire.
There we go.
Lions on Fire, for some reason, my brain just keeps wanting to turn into Riders of the Storm. And I don't know why. It's going doors. And I feel like maybe they could try going into an experimental avenue with that.
Some crossover there. You know, I feel like if we were to hand the title Lions on Fire to a music producer and say, make this the sister song to Riders on the Storms, something would happen.
I can also now only think of this Lions on Fire. Lions on Fire. Could have made millions.
I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you about Witch's Fingies.
I'm going to have to look this up.
Make sure you type in quartz or like crystal or something. I did see it referred to often as witch's fingers quartz, which I'm actually going to look.
Witch's type in myself fingers.
To just kind of see what you're going to see.
First thing was grapes. So I've got to look and see what witch's fingers grapes are. Okay, I saw them. Now I've learned. All right. Okay. And now let me go do witch's fingers crystal.
So.
And now I'm ready. Oh.
If I could describe them. Now, there's some variation because we'll get into the actual components of witch's fingers. But a lot of them and the ones that are like striking to me are, they're like a cluster of quartz points that are long and thin, and they look like they could, you know, they get their fingers, but they're also covered in like growths, you know. I mean, you know, like the
it's
druzy,
they're kind of druzy.
There's
yeah,
like a druziness
that's what they
to
look
it,
like.
Or dude, they're kind of craggly, or there's lots of like deep gashes, like scars or something on it. These stones.
So you know how Google like presents you, like when you search something, it kind of presents you a main image, you know, of what it is. It's giving dick. I don't know if you can see
it. That's okay. That's the one I think I was looking at. Yes, that's exactly the one I was looking at.
It's giving dick. And it just caught my attention. Yeah.
And now that you say that, a lot of them are I'm seeing some Etsy ones. Anywho. This stone, also known as Magdalene quartz or fairy quartz. I like witch's fingers.
I do. I've heard of fairy quartz. That's the one that I've heard the most, but I do like witch's fingers.
Did you know that this is regarded just so much as a fucking ugly rock? Everywhere.
Is it really?
All over the goddamn place. Every fucking where I went, I looked at this. People would start their articles. And I mean, this was like 7 or 8 different times I saw this. People would start articles with like, widely considered to be one of the fucking ugliest pieces of shit.
Don't see that. Like, this is the shit I want electroformed and put in, like, a big chunky pendant. Like,
listen.
I just don't see
no accounting for taste, I guess.
What do I know? Fucking,
Because,
man.
Listen, if I leave it up to the nerds online, who wrote a lot, who, like, wrote these articles that I shouldn't be shitting on, and just that was, like, a lot of the personal feelings of this stone. You know, you're not going to find it, I feel like, in a lot of the more scientific things I looked at, like with the minerals it contained and whatnot. It was not like a bunch of science nerds are like, this stone's ugly. It's just, it's commonly referred to as looking gnarled or...
It's no dioptase.
Listen, it's funny that you said yours was like very, you picked it purely because of how beautiful it was. This one is, like, directly opposite. This one's just ugly as sin. And it looks very much like, they call it witch's fingers because it does have a digit-like appearance, but because of all the, like, fucked up shit with it, they, you know, you associate with, like, a fucked up looking finger. It's not like a hot dog, like a smooth, tight-skinned finger. It's got shit all over it. So you're like, hey,
it's like, yeah,
this looks like a finger of like a cartoon witch, the stereotype of a witch when they're like,
you know what it reminds me of? You know how all of the crew of the Black Pearl was covered in barnacles and shit? Yeah. I feel like one of their fingers would look like
that, with like a long, gross fingernail, like dirty fingernail.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so this fairy quartz, witch's fingy, has a hardness of 7.
I respect
which
that.
Which I learned today is fucking respectable. And
hey, really, honestly, that's really running with a pretty tight pack at 7, now that we know where 5 is.
I mean,
so I'm impressed.
It's harder than your teeth. So.
Yeah, I don't. God damn it, Charlie.
I know.
I don't want to think about it again.
So I saw the zodiac alignment to this stone either being, now there were some people who kind of put their own spin on it and they were like, I feel like this is a Gemini or whatever. And that's fine. You know, I think we're all allowed to, whatever something represents, if that's what you feel, then that's the intention you're putting into it, yada, yada. What I'm saying is I saw that this was either no zodiac at all or all of them. So kind of that vibe, like it's not one in particular, it's perhaps all of them, perhaps none of them. And that's because when we're tying stones to elements like fire and water and whatever, this one is a spirit stone. And is just everything about it in a metaphysical sense is very spirit-based. It's very witchy in nature, and it's one of those things like, well, which came first? Was it, like, the name Witch's Finger, or, you know, was this already seen as, like, this element, this spooky stone that helps you blast off? You know, because it's also called fairy quartz, and that's kind of, you know, ethereal and magic as well. Anyway, so typically this stone is just quartz. It's just a quartz point, but because it is combined, it's just jam-packed with so many other things, it becomes this. And mostly, across the board, the things that it's shoved full of to make it this way is magnetite. Remember that? Remember that stuff?
Okay, I remember magnetite, yeah.
Feldspar. I spit when I said that. Hematite.
Hematite.
Let's see. Calcite. Muscovite, which I don't know what that is. Muscovite. But it looks fun.
I don't know.
And it looks like an old cereal. Or something that you would find, like,
okay,
eat muscovite, you know, I don't know. Give the superior smoke, doctor recommended.
Oh, I thought.
What?
I thought you meant the rock itself looked like old cereal.
Yeah, eat it with milk.
Yeah, sure.
I also saw, and this might be branching into the metaphysical stuff a little early, but I did see boldly claimed that this stone never need be cleansed. It's a self-cleanser. Much like your
self-cleanser? You hear that sometimes. Yeah. You satin spar. Yeah, you can
not only
do that. I get it.
Does it not need to be cleansed, but it is a it itself a powerful cleanser. It's going to cleanse all your other stones, and never need a bath. So it's sort of like, I'm thinking of it like obsidian, something very powerful, like a bit like a black hole, except it's targeted for grody stuff. Like, it's not, you know, they tell you to not wear. I remember when we talked about some of the darker stones, they're like, don't wear this one for too long, because, like, it might start, if it runs out of negative shit to suck up, it's going to start taking from you. So don't wear this.
It's just going to suck.
Yeah, for like, too much, you know, and make sure you're, you know, and, but this is different, right? Like, this is never going to take from you. This is always going to take the negative, or the things that need to be cleansed. So, lazy witches, perk your little fucking ears up, grab you one of these, shove it in your box of stones, you're good. Mm-hmm. Everything's clean. Clean all the time. So, this stone also said that it was, you know what, guess what, super rare. And getting rarer every day. Well, because, and I could not confirm this, I saw so many regurgitations of this, but I couldn't find the actual, like, mine name. But this stone does come primarily from from Zimbabwe, the mine. Sorry, I was skimming my notes to make sure I actually didn't get the name. No, a mine in Zimbabwe that has become shut down, is no longer operational. Ah. So we're not drawing the sumbitch from the ground anymore. And you know what? I couldn't find anything that gave, like, an alternative source. So I'm not saying it came from one mine and now that mine is closed and it's super rare. I'm just saying it seems as if a lot of, this is one of those stones that people didn't put a lot of give a shit into, because I saw a lot of repeat. Because sometimes you look into these minerals and you'll go to, example, a wiki page. And that wiki page is like 3 pages long. It's really scoped out. It's got external sources. And sometimes you'll click on one and its wiki is like a line that says, this is it's a rock. It's a stone. It looks like witch's fingers. That's basically what we're talking about. Yeah. But so it's mysterious as it is ugly and powerful, much like the stereotypical witch themselves. And this stone is going to, when used in a magical capacity, it is all about your classic, dare I say once again, stereotypical witch powers. When you think, before you were ever a witch, before you ever associated witch with, you know, I guess if you were born into the lifestyle, that doesn't count. But it's like if you were a kid and you thought a witch and your first thought was like a Halloween decoration, like, you know, mine would probably be. If you asked a child, hey, what are a witch's powers? And they gave you a list. It would be the list of the stone's powers. So one of the first things to think about is divination. But not necessarily, I would say perhaps across the plane communication, in that you don't have to be actively divining for it to kind of step up. It's going to allow something I saw is the spirits that you have around you that might take more of a back seat. You know, maybe they're not the ones that come through that often, or perhaps they are not hanging around you that much, whatever. The stone is going to help them kind of step up and take a more active role, telling you their secrets and their things that they know, and helping you soar and learn in perhaps a way that you haven't before, in magical, you know, abundance when we're talking about learning, you know, and perhaps looking into something that you've never quite been good at. You know, maybe you get this stone and one spirit steps up and they're like, listen, let me teach you how to fucking do a candle spell. I know you've never really been good at that, but I'm going to tell you right now. Also, this is a stone that's very set it and forget it, because you can just sort of have it around. And guess what? Those spirits are going to start coming through more. Also, it's going to help without you necessarily doing a full ritual to be like, I want to release everything that no longer serves me. It's going to, on its own, help you cut that shit. You know, whether you know it or not, if you're doing little actions or perhaps habits that are not sending you to your highest form, which I don't really like that phrasing, but not, you're not being the best you can be because of little mistakes that keep happening, or just like the little things that aren't serving you. We'll put it that way. It's going to help to kind of cut that out for you, even if you haven't identified yet what that might be. One of my favorite things that I saw, well, we'll get there in a second. So one of the things that might not be serving you is fear. This was everywhere. There was not a lot of agreeing on every single aspect of this stone, but one thing everyone agrees on is this stone's going to help you cut out fear, conquer fear in your life.
Cut it out. Huh? He needs it. Just cut. I like the phrase cut.
Eliminate. Fingers eliminate fear. And,
you know, I've been really looking into this idea. I've been reading online and I've just read this concept of just cutting out fear.
Yeah.
It just sounds fun.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why I never thought about this, but like, just cut that shit out. Just stop.
Please cut out fear.
I was specifically thinking when I saw this, the fear that might come along with something that I have been afraid of in the past, but the stone also helps you with, and we'll talk astral travel. Or if you are someone who is a little more afraid of speaking with spirits or any of that kind of like across the veil communication, it's just a little too spooky for you. You're not trying to get jumped by a ghost, but you know, when you try it, this will help kind of propel you forward into this realm that you want to experience and to educate yourself on and become practice with without you necessarily being too freaked out to not do it. But fear can be a good thing, right? But it can also be a hinder. And let's see. Okay, yeah. So one of my favorite things about witches' fingers is the ability to call to the top of your mind things that you have learned that are applicable in this moment. Do you know how many I am one of those people that if you look in my face in person and you say, what's your favorite color? I will stammer and immediately flop sweat, and I will not be able to think of one color. And I do that on this I do it on this podcast quite a bit. I just can't.
Yeah, it was like when we did it back in the early days when I would ask how your week was.
Exactly. And I would just shit my pampers so quick and just freak out and not remember one thing I did that week. You know, or just little stupid mistakes that you wouldn't make if you weren't recording yourself, which, by the way, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You want to sound the stupidest you've ever sound, turn a mic on and listen to yourself later.
Start a podcast edit yourself.
Like
edit yourself and just feel it in your body.
When you call your favorite movie by the wrong, you know, when you talk about love 48 Days Later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it. I've done, there's some that I've heard, and it's just done.
It's a thing. But this stone will help to help with recall, I guess, when you need it in a spiritual sense. So if you are perhaps wanting to do a spell for something, you don't have a spell written up or you can't find one that somebody else has written and you're like, I have this very specific idea. I don't know how to go about it. This stone, working with it, can help you be like, well, you know what? I remember that I learned that this certain herb or crystal or whatever is good for justice or good for love spells or whatever. It's going to help you be able to remember stuff like that, which I think is such an incredible, that would be the one thing I would get this stone for. That, I mean, everything else is like a bonus, like tight, dude, but being able to remember shit is something that I don't have and I would like.
What a blessing. I can't remember anything.
I can't remember, and it's so embarrassing. It is so embarrassing when somebody asks me, what's your favorite movie or song or band, or like, or even more specific, I recently had somebody ask me, what was it? So, you know, I can't even remember that. I think it was like, what's a song lyric that's very important to you? Any other time, I could be like, oh, let's fucking pull out this notebook and I'll fill it up with lyrics, like, you know, 2007 MySpace page. But I couldn't think of a fucking one. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, I get it.
According to, now I got this directly from sagegoddess.com, and this is about witches' fingers. Known to stretch out time, making each minute as productive as possible when focus is needed in tasks and actions. This stone, let me say that again, known to stretch out time.
And that just reminds me of time dilation. Which makes me nervous.
That just reminds me of that story you told.
No, I know. It, oh, is that what you were talking exactly about? Exactly. Yeah. When you hear stretch out time, yeah. I'm just like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't want that.
What episode? What? That was a spooky soda, right?
It was a spooky soda. I don't remember which one.
I don't remember which one, but that was such a good, scary really good. Story. I've thought about that so
I
want to
say
times.
The author's last name was Frost. Frost, I want to say, was the last name on that. That was very good. Very, very good writing.
There's a couple of things that have stood out to me. And I won't even say the things that we have gone and done like our own topics on, but there have been things that we have just read on this podcast before that really affected my
Mostly
life.
That's what sticks out to me the most.
That's one of them.
Over
also,
the topics.
I don't know why, but I think about the Gary Sudbrink tapes a lot.
That was the most truly... To date, aside from after we saw that Anon had been hiding in one of our rooms when we'd been talking about God. The Men in Black. But like the night that we recorded the Gary Sudbrink calls was the most uneasy I had ever been when we recorded. Mm-hmm. Ever. I remember recording that day. Something about it was just fucked.
Was that the night I dreamt that the CIA or the FBI, the Men in Black
The Men in Black was slithering face down up the stairs? I don't remember. It was one of those nights near then. Yeah, I probably was. It seems quite timely.
Dude, the way my dreams are embarrassing, they'll either be about absolutely nothing, so abstract that you couldn't pull one shred of meaning from them, or they are so dead on balls, the just what happened that day, there's no subtlety to it at all.
That's a lot how mine are. Yeah.
Do you see this hair in front of my eyebrow, and it's kind of weird in the fake eyebrow out?
I do. It's very, it just reminds, I don't remember what era it was in which we all did that. And you just pulled one little tiny piece in front of your face. But it reminds me of that.
I remember it was big in the 90s. But like,
yeah, it might have been like for early, older like I'm remembering from 90s. The early. Yeah. I remember it in like it was a look. Like I remember seeing the little.
Ginger. What is it? As told by Ginger? Or was it, no, the Wild Thornberries, her older sister that made me go. This sister makes me feel things. I think she had a one eye kind of thing. And to wrap up, witch's fingers. They help with that witchy, that almost, like high witchiness, high strangeness.
Okay.
Type of stuff.
Sure.
The things you
quintessential
think of
witch.
When you think of a witch, you know, we're talking divination. Going across that veil, whether it's like within divination or astro travel, intuition, as well as typical witch powers like healing, spell casting, like amplification, and protection. Any of those things, this is just like, get out of here, bug. It's just like the witch's stone, which I know we have heard before. I know we've had like a, they call this the witch's stone.
Yeah, I think specifically one has been called that, but
I don't remember which one, but if I could pluck that out and reassign it, I'm going to put it on this one.
It should be here.
That's that. Except.
I liked it.
It's not that. Because I have one more thing to share with you and to the listeners at home. I'm going to crack open a family site. I'm going to go in to, I don't know, probably Walmart. I'm going to go into Walmart. I'm going to walk to that aisle where they have all the industrial sizes of things. You know, the box of brownies.
Big boys.
That's as big as your torso.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to I'm going to grab the biggest, fattest, stickiest, gooeyest can of review footage you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And this one.
A big one. I've had the pleasure of opening up one of those and cooking it once, and it made
Did you? I have always wanted to do one of those big industrial size.
It like fills an entire crock pot.
Yeah, it's deliciously
satisfying. Yeah, it's great.
I have always been particularly drawn to the nacho cheese, the big, big one.
I've always been drawn to the giant can of hominy.
Oh, God. Giant can of hominy. I would eat that with a spoon.
I love hominy, dude.
Hominy is so good.
Dude, hominy, canned hominy. Listen, go with me. Roll with me. Everybody. Yeah. A little bit of canned hominy.
Yeah.
You put it in a bowl. Mm. You heat it up. You put a little pat of salted butter on there. Mm. You get some black pepper and you crack that shit right up on the top and you eat it. And you eat it and you're happy. Mm. And you're grateful for that hominy that's going into your face.
How
because
could
it's
you
the
not
best.
Be grateful eating hominy.
It's a texture thing for me.
What's the Mexican
I love hominy.
Dish,
I love the texture.
That I'm thinking of with hominy. Pozole.
I don't know, but I know the one that you're talking about.
Is it pozole? Because
it's delicious.
I believe it's pozole.
With the like red chipotle soup with
it's,
the hominy
yeah,
in it.
It's hominy and it's like kind of a spicy. And I believe it's there's so some kind of meat involved. Dude, my dad makes one that'll blow your pussy lips off.
I've had
sorry.
Him make it and then he got, mom got the recipe for him. Mm. She would put shredded chicken in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if he put shredded chicken in his.
I think he was a pork boy.
It
could
was,
be wrong.
I could see that. It was delicious, and I miss it, but I will eat some. I should have got some hominy.
With some, like,
order.
Homemade tortillas. You ever homemade a flour tortilla?
Dude.
You ever use that butter and or lard, whatever you, and mix it with a little flour? You fucking make your own tortilla?
I don't usually make my own tortillas. I do make my own scratch cornbread. I've never made my own tortillas.
Better
I sometimes, and
everywhere.
This is not the same thing. Oh, yeah. I do make my own tortilla chips, which are oftentimes made from store-bought tortillas, but I'll cut up the tortillas and fry those. Different. Those are tortilla chips. Any other instance when they're from a bag? Corn chips.
Corn chips.
And it's very specific. And anyway, I don't remember how we got here. But all I can think about now is hominy, and I'm really sad that I don't have any.
Well, we kind of have like a Mexican Tex-Mex like vibe going here because the writer of this beautiful review footage is Sophie Pia. It's like Sopapilla, but Sophie.
I love that.
It's cute.
That's and I, pretty.
Listen,
yeah.
A Sopapilla. You ever make your own Sopapilla,
dude?
Have
you ever had you a fucking Sopapilla before?
Now I'm going to read a review that we don't deserve. This is called Amazing Accessible Information. As a teenage witch in the broom closet, it's hard to learn more about the craft when your parents are hard skeptics. This podcast has been really helpful and has got me interested in so many more topics. Thank you, too, for putting this out. Nico.
Got a little Culpepper.
Little, yeah, well, it's because I realize that he put his name, Nico, at the end there. And I don't know if they were signed in under another thing that said Sophiopia, but perhaps I was reading, I don't know which name they want read. So, Nico. Thank you, Nico. Ignore what I said earlier. Wow.
All right.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Listen here, guys.
I guess we start wrapping this up then.
Yeah, we got a live before too much longer. Listen, this is the next to last live for this month, because every Wednesday, is it? Or do we have
yes,
two more?
I think so. Next to last would mean there's two more. But
well, I mean, like, you know what I, like, I mean, is there, I mean, like, two
no,
more
No, there's
after
this one and then one more.
Okay, okay.
And
okay.
Then the month is over.
So there's still time to join up on that. You can check that out over on patreon.com/... I almost said /OnlyFans/WDH podcast. We have a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All of that information is down below. If you want to be a part of this three bundles for 300 episodes, please let us know.
Yeah, stay tuned too. We'll have like the rules and shit all announced next
extremely
week.
Grateful. And for the rest of you dudes, a couple more episodes and we'll announce, well, I guess next time.
Yeah, like next
said,
week.
I stopped listening to you because of Nat.
I could tell. I was letting you say it again, but I could tell you didn't retain anything I said.
Yeah. Oh, I got a Nat fucking with me. I got to get out of here.
Okay.
All right. I love you,
all
everyone.
All right, everybody.
Sleep
wrapping
well.
Wrapping up.
Bye.
Oh, you know what? Actually, yeah. Sleep well, everybody.